We're stretching our legs and that of our four-legged friends this morning. After a three-year hiatus, the RSPCA Million Paws Walk is back and bigger than ever. Much like RTRFM, RSPCA relies on community support for events like Million Paws Walk for more than 80% of their funding. We're catching up this morning with Lou Rowe to find out more. Lou, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Just the big return for the Million Paws Walk. It's been about 3 years, but it's also the 25th anniversary of this event. That's a pretty impressive stat.
Yes, it's all happening at once, like a lot of events, of course.
Oh, hang on. It sounds like we might have lost Lou there. There we go.
Yeah. You got me now?
We've got you. Sorry, Lee, dropped out for a second there.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, we're back, as you said, bigger and better than ever, celebrating a couple of milestones. We'll be at Sir James Mitchell Park in South Perth on the 28th of May. And it's not just a dog walk. There's going to be heaps of animal-themed market stalls, lots of food trucks. I've personally overseen the choice of those, so I can guarantee they're good. Really cute parades of dogs, things like Waggy His Tail competition, lots of people from RSPCA dog training and our behaviour experts, something for everyone.
This sounds like such a nice time for everybody to get together, get their pooches together and just generally be in the same space as each other, all for a good cause as well. Now, for people who actually want to take part in the walk, what sort of distances are we talking?
So there's a 1K walk all the way up to a 5K walk. And we also, this year for the first time, are having a walk that starts a little bit later than the others, specifically for our older pooches who may be a little bit slower on those older legs.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Everybody truly is involved. What does the money that gets raised from events like this actually go towards?
I guess in a nutshell, it supports our rescue, rehabilitation and rehoming of animals across WA. So that can involve everything like vet care, behaviour modification, simply housing the animals, giving them lots of love and attention, taking care of our wonderful foster care network, helping support our inspectors on the road who respond to over 6,000 cruelty calls every year. So it really is a massive operation. We rehome over 2,000 animals every year. So we just really rely on the community support for this. We can't do it without them.
We're talking about sort of helping and impacting the lives of about 20,000 dogs and animals there, which is not a small feat. That is quite a large number of potential pets and homes for pets as well. We're catching up with Lou Rowe from RSPCA WA this morning. The Million Paws Walk is back. After a three-year hiatus, you and your pooch can head on down and be part of the event. You can go for a walk. You can even just wander through the market stalls, the food trucks, maybe catch up with an RSPCA trainer too. It's really lovely because we're now at the point, Lou, where we're seeing dogs who we were raising money for actually become part of the events. There's one dog in particular that I want to talk about that was sort of rehomed as part of the RSPCA's efforts that we're now getting to see participate.
It is wonderful catching up with dogs we've rehomed at the walk, and Meg is one of those really special dogs. She was reported to our cruelty hotline. Someone had seen her and was concerned. We went around to check on her, and the owner actually surrendered her to us. They couldn't afford her medical care. She had scratched most of her fur off. She had a skin infection. She was in a terrible, terrible way, the poor thing. She ended up staying in care with us for 161 days, getting regular medicated baths. She was on antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, all sorts, the poor little thing. She did recover. She was adopted by a wonderful couple in Glen Forest, and they can't wait to bring Meg to Million Paws Walk.
I'm so excited about this. If you out there are listening and you want to participate, now is the time to actually get involved. It's not till the end of May, but Lou, if people get involved now, it's the right time because it's also about raising that money. How do we go about doing that?
So if you hop online and buy a ticket, millionpawswalkwa.org.au, you'll get a unique fundraising web link, and you can share that with all of your family and friends and your colleagues, encouraging them to help you raise these much-needed funds. And, you know, people do all sorts. They might have a bake sale or have a free dress day, whatever. The sky is the limit. We just really, really appreciate the support.
All right. If you are out there and you're listening and you want to be involved yourself, I'm going to pop a link up on the RTRFM website as well. The Million Paws Walk, it's happening on May 28 at South Perth Foreshore. But you can register online now and start raising those all-important funds for RSPCA WA. Lou Rowe, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, as always, for your support, Taylor.